Welcome to What's Poppin', a podcast where we get to know the people of Prince of Peace a little bit better and dig deeper into the message from the previous Sunday. Today, my guest is Paul Jorgens. Paul, thanks for coming on.
Glad to be here.
Paul, I know you're a listener to the podcast, so you know one of the first questions I always ask is, and that is, how long have you lived in the area?
So my family moved out here when I was a seventh grader in my dad's job, and then I spent a year in Anderson, California after college teaching, and I wanted to chase Cheryl back down here because she had a job in the Fremont area. So I moved back home, got the first job I could get, which was teaching eighth graders. I thought, oh, I'll do this just a short time, and then I'll go back to high school. But I ended up loving the eighth graders, and I married Cheryl, so it was a win all
the way around.
Worked out
pretty good.
Yeah.
Where were you before here? So where was seven and earlier?
It was Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we moved to San Jose.
Okay. What part of Minnesota?
We lived in a suburb of Minneapolis.
All right. Remember any of it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Snow and winters?
Well, you know, if you're a seventh grader and you play hockey, you only see the good aspects of snow. You're not,
that's
like
true,
getting the snow off the roof or anything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You have to have like a sport you want to do to enjoy winter. Otherwise, it's just miserable. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's miserable that we clean off your car for an hour and a half just to get to work.
Yeah. 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 Neighbors shoveling each other out was kind of nice, but then there's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It's a lot of work. How did you get to Prince of Peace?
We were going to church down in Cupertino, and then the family came, and we continued there until it kind of became obvious that now they're 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, and we're going to want to get them more involved, and that's kind of hard to do when it's 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
And so we came here. There was a family we played t-ball with that told us about it.
Oh.
And that's when church was over here in the basketball court.
Yeah.
So the boys came in and they saw the hoop with a plant in it, I think, on the left-hand side. And they said, oh, let's go sit under that hoop.
It had a plant in it?
Yes, I think so. And that's why we still sit over there. We're sitting over there under the hoop on the left side.
In yes. Very similar to the gymnasium.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Okay. And how long ago was that then? The boys were 6 or 7, you said?
So we'd have to probably go by VBS shirts, but I got to think it's 22, 24 years, somewhere in there.
And you've been doing VBS the entire time, right? You're like an old timer for
my wife
VBS
was,
volunteers.
My wife was doing it from the first year, I'm sure we were here. I was in a job where I was doing more training at teachers then.
Okay.
And so once I got out of that job, then I've been here.
Okay. Yeah. It's VBS is something, right?
Oh, it is. It is. It is. It is all gas and no brakes.
Yes.
You just
for
go
a week
go
straight. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's insane, but it's really good. All right. So we're talking about this before we start our podcast here, and you're like, I don't want to do for this, but what was the last band you saw in person?
Well, yeah. So the VBS helped me because that is just an awesome band that we get to go watch, and the kids are so excited about it.
Yeah, they are.
And then I was thinking before that, I know that Matthew continues to play an alumni band from Davis, so we'll go up to those kind of events. Not since the pandemic, he hasn't been there, but we'd go up there regularly to see the band play in a parade.
Trying to recall, does he play clarinet or saxophone?
He played clarinet.
Clarinet, yeah.
Oh, well, then I see him playing the Newark Symphonic Winds also. I guess that probably was more recent.
Paul, it's probably very fresh on your mind because it's actually Sunday instead of the typical Tuesday when I do the recording. I always ask the guests, what are two things from the message from the previous Sunday they thought were good or interesting or something like that? And so what do you got for us this week?
Well, I have to first start with Stephanie because wasn't that awesome with the eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to go up there and find out what that one that was boiled for an hour looked
like. Oh, it's
like.
Gross. I had a pretty close seat. It's like all green on the inside.
Oh, well, the kids were all like needing to get in there and see that. And I was just thinking, you know, how often in my life am I like that egg? And I'm just like, let me stay in my shell and I'll just stay here and cook. Don't ask me to come out.
Yep.
And then maybe as a father, occasionally I'm a little bit like, come on, and push a little bit too hard and exasperate a little bit.
Yeah, I've been there.
So I think I've been both the wrong timing eggs at times.
Yeah.
And then in the message, Pastor Zelt at the end kind of had it. We prayed, and we prayed that I don't understand the timing, and so help make it clear.
Mm.
Now, isn't that a scary prayer?
It is.
Yeah, because do we really
want it to be clear?
Yeah, and thinking about the timing, particularly now, I've got this diagnosis of cancer, and it was really hard to push cancer aside, thinking about timing and season of my life
as
I'm listening
to
the message. I know he's got stuff that he's prepared for me in advance to do.
Yep.
And somehow this is going to work.
Yeah. So. And it's one of the questions I have thinking about your situation is, God, is this something that you've been preparing Paul for? Or are you preparing Paul for something with this?
Yeah.
Right? He's doing something. And it's probably one of those things. Are you being prepared for something, or are you been prepared to handle this?
I'm sure he's given me what I need to handle it. There's something coming that probably that I just don't know.
Yep.
That probably, I mean, what's coming is probably a little scary, but he'll be there too.
Yep. Yeah, he will. Yeah. I thought one of the things that he said during the message, I'm not sure if it's his or not, probably is, but something along the lines of, until the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change, people just don't change.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Change doesn't happen until the pain of staying the same is greater than the risk of the pain of change.
Yeah, thought that was pretty spot on.
Yeah. Well, change is real hard.
It is.
And the thing about change, though, that you need that almost pain of staying the same, is otherwise it's like a chime, and you do the chain and the chime goes, the change and the chime goes, and then still again. But if there isn't that pain there,
right,
I think you just go back to where you were.
Where you were, right. Yeah, it has to be worse than where you're headed to. Yeah. And so thinking about that more, I it's interesting. It's like one of those things where, like, okay, I know that. It's not going to change my ability to change, you know, like, it's not going to change my behavior, you know, it just helps me recognize, okay, that's just how people work and how I work.
Yeah. Well, you tried to get us to change our seats, and I'm back under the hoop again.
Everyone's
now,
back. So. Yeah. They're all back. I actually thought this morning, I was like, yeah, change is tough. Like, everyone's back where they were sitting again. Anything else from the message, Paul?
Well, I think, you know, just the end of that, God's prepared in advance for us to do that at end of that verse.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a specific timing.
Yeah.
And then that prayer about making it clear when I probably can go to a place of a lot of excuses.
Mm.
And
And then again, thinking about your situation, like, make it clear. What? Do you want to know what he's got in store for you and what he's doing right now? Or, I don't know, does it make things easier if you were to know exactly what his plan was or is?
Oh, for Moses, I'm thinking, because he told him what he was going to go do, didn't he?
He did.
Moses, you're right. I can't do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And he said, I'll go with you. And he's like, I still don't want to go do it. Yeah. Yeah. It's that human nature.
Yeah.
Kind of want to do our own thing. Yeah.
And we want to stay in that shell.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Here's the big question of the day.
Uh-oh.
Pie, ice cream, or cake, and why?
Well, a mathematician's always going to have to say pie, right? But it would be pie anyway.
It would be pie anyway.
Yeah, and it's more, I don't really eat very often the other two. They don't sit in me well.
Okay.
And I Thanksgiving, pie, I just, that warm feeling and family and
okay.
So definitely pie.
What flavor then?
I think apple. I was sitting here, apple, cherry, I think apple.
Cherry, but I think I
could see them both and be sold by the cherry in a moment for sure.
Yeah, I think cherry pie is one of those things where everybody sort of likes cherry pie. You know, like everyone will have, if you like pie, cherry is probably one of your favorite kinds of pie. Like yeah. It's probably up there. I'm a pecan pie guy, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like pecan pie quite a bit. Cause like, it's really sweet, but it's not really sweet. It's kind of savory at the same time. That's me right there.
Yeah. Well, Cheryl's dad always had to be a pie at his birthday. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think back to the time I've had a pecan pie with him, and it's pretty good.
So apple pie, ever put cheese in your apple pie?
I have not.
Have you heard of this?
Yes, I have heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese and apple pie.
Cheddar cheese. Yeah. Like, and not like American slices, right? You need like a cheddar
so
cheese.
So it's baked within.
No. Cheddar cheese. So you have the pie out of the fridge, warm it up so it's warm. Mm-hmm. And then you put the piece of cheese on top. And so it sort of melts in, but it's not melted. It's like soft. It, for some reason, like a cheddar cheese, like a sharp cheddar cheese, goes fantastic with apple pie.
I'll have to try that at Thanksgiving. Yeah.
And if you're anyone who know ever been to a Taco John's?
I haven't.
Okay, so Taco John's is a Midwest taco place. They had this thing called the Apple Taco Grande, I think it was. And it basically was a tortilla that was deep fried with basically apple pie filling on it. It's cinnamon. And then taco cheese, like cheddar cheese spread all over it. And it was absolutely delicious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I could eat that anymore. It might be beyond my...
Might be beyond your stomach. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But try it next time you have apple pie. Try some cheddar cheese. Like just one bite and see what you think. I think most people are sold by it once they have it.
Yeah. Well, there's that saltiness that cheese adds too that's going to bring out some flavors.
A little salty, a little sharp. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. Well, Paul, I appreciate you coming in on Sunday afternoon doing a podcast with me, and we'll have to catch up after you've been through this part of this journey of your life and then see how God was working. That'd be a cool follow-up podcast, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. So we should do that. All right.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.